it's just it's just a little frustrating right now because my mind's I know in my head I can do it. My body's just not hooking up right now as I want to, and so it's just a little frustrating. My fastball command hasn't been there, so I'm just come back tomorrow and start working.
You have the rough outing in Colorado, and now this one. I mean, how tough has it been for you?
It's always tough. You always want to succeed, and each time you got to come back out and try to do your best, and just didn't happen again today.
Matt, do you attribute any of maybe lack of control for you not pitching since you pitched in Denver? Maybe you haven't been able to pitch on regular rest?
I mean, it's tough. It's tough not being able to have a set schedule and not being able to pitch every 5 days. But you got to when they need you here, you got to make sacrifices and stuff. So it's you go from there, and you still got to be able to compete. And so that's why it's still frustrating because I'm still not giving myself a chance to win games.
Have you ever had a streak like this where you have like 15 walks in two games?
No, this is a first, so that's why it's more frustrating. It's really just trying to hook up my body right now and try to make everything work.
How about the missed opportunity, though, of trying to make your name with this team?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Yeah, every time you go out there, you try to do your best, and what can you do? You move on, and there's always tomorrow.
Did Adrian's error maybe make you lose a little focus on the mound and cause you to make a mistake to Ugla there?
No, I was just trying to. I was trying to pick him up because I know that he would pick me up behind any other day, and so that's just what the team is. I mean, trying to, and I didn't have great control anyway, so it just was. It had nothing to do with him. It's just me not being able. I should be able to get a ground ball there and get out of the inning. So.
What about pitching Ugla? He's at a few home runs to get you guys in 2 days. And he's hitting under 200, but he's crushing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of a strange dichotomy a guy can pitch to, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he's a veteran player. He's been around for a while. He's seen every pitch. So there's nothing fooling him right out of the bat. So something you can do if you don't have good command, you can't get anyone out. So it doesn't matter.
Yep.